And now I'm joined on the line by Christine O'Growney, and she is one of the organisers for the Bowie Festival. Good morning to you, Christine.
Good morning to you, Debbie. How are you?
I'm not too bad. Thanks a million for taking time out to talk to us, because I know you're probably up to your eyes organising the Bowie Festival. Now, I know I did an interview. I think I've done about three of them over the years, but I think it's about, must be about 3 years since I've done the last one. But it's still going strong. So we know David Bowie passed away in, what is it, 9 years ago now?
Yeah, 2016. Yeah, 2016, yeah.
And what a big loss.
He was
absolutely...
To the whole music industry in general, really. I mean, he was such an iconic figure for not just people that loved and listened to music, but from those people that turned into artists. And he influenced so many people over the years, and all through the 70s and the 80s, a lot of people were influenced by Bowie. So yeah, it was a huge loss to the world in general in the music business.
Exactly. And he was such a unique man, but he was so when you've seen his different when he'd come on stage and you know, the different outfits on him, and like, he was in his time, you know, he was very kind of out there. But I'm looking at him now, and I wouldn't probably have appreciated him back then, but now listening to his music, he is really, really a talented singer.
He had a fantastic voice, and he had a great talent for music, in terms of he played many different instruments, but his voice range was incredible, and he went from all different types, from glam rock into kind of soul music, into electronic music, and into kind of pop and rock and that. So his voice would have changed and adapted, you know, to the style he was singing about, you know, singing in at the time. So he was a great talent.
So he had so many different images, and I'm just looking back at some of the photos.
Characters. Yeah, he played many different characters. I mean, a lot of people, when David Bowie started out, but I mean, when he did start out in the 60s, he was kind of this mod kind of character. And then when he came famous, it would have been kind of doing the Ziggy Stardust and everything. Mm. But what people didn't realise then, that Ziggy Stardust was just a character, and that when he kind of got fed up with that, which he would have admitted to over the years, that he got bored very easily, he moved on to his next character, and that would have been maybe the Tin White Duke and that. So he liked to evolve and change, and he didn't get stuck in one style of music. And some people found that hard over the years, they would like one genre of the music and they thought that was it, but he wasn't like that. He was kind of different from any artist that had gone before him, so he liked to change and evolve the whole time.
And tell me, like, you were saying, this is the 10th year for the Bowie Festival. Have you been running this 10 years yourself? Like, have you seen a change over since it started from year one to now?
Yeah. Well, I've been involved since 2018, so 2 years after I came in on it's the third edition of the festival. But it was started by John Brereton. He's the founder and director of the Dublin Bowie Festival. He's well known around Dublin City.
I know John very well myself.
Yeah, you know John. Yeah. So yeah.
And Tony. Yeah.
And his band Saka.
Yeah, brilliant.
Fabulous band. Yeah. So it started by John and another chap called Peter Quinn, and it started out in the Grand Social as a kind of a two-night event. And the same thing then, the kind of the following year, and then it just grew. 2018, 2019, we went massive, and 2020. And then we were really, really big in 2020, and then we all know what happened then. And the whole music industry changed when COVID came along. And but yes, thankfully we've come back stronger than ever. A lot of things suffered, as you know, through all that kind of sparse time. But we've come back, and we're doing fantastic. We're now running this year. We'll be running from the 26th of February, Wednesday the 26th, until the Sunday night on the 2nd of March. So we've so many events happening. We've got art, photography, music. You know, every different aspect, markets, you know, everything to do with every walk of life can be involved.
And is John still involved in it at the moment, or has he taken a step back?
He is indeed. Yes. So look, you know, we try and we're kind of a team of people, and John's the he's the, as I said, the founder and director. So he has this team supporting him. So we do our best to just support the whole festival. And yeah,
it's
we
great.
Can do it without John. Yeah.
Well, he must be, as you said, busy with his band and organising this. And will there be many, events taking place in the Grand Social, or is it going to be spanned over a few different places?
No, there's actually going to be spanned over a lot of different places. At the moment, we are in Whelans a lot. So, on the 26th, on the Wednesday, we're starting in Whelans with an event with BIM. You know, BIM, the music college.
Yeah.
And we have an event there from BIM called Bowie Raw, and it's they're coming. All the students of BIM are coming together, and they're doing an event. Reimagining Bowie, so that starts on the Wednesday, and then we're also on the Wednesday we're starting. Well, we officially will be starting two exhibitions. One in Rathfarnham Castle, and that's a photographer called Dennis O'Regan. He's world renowned. He's taken photographs of many different artists like Duran Duran, Queen, Bob Marley, Madonna, Kiss, all these huge bands, Thin Lizzy, and obviously Bowie. Yeah, so he's doing an exhibition out there, and we're doing another exhibition of one of our team members. Is a photographer. He's an official photographer, Billy Cahill, and we're going into the Central Library in the ILAC Centre. So we're starting photography there of the 10 years of the Bowie Festival. So you can see all the images that Billy took of all the artists we've had, you know, pictures that Billy has taken, I should say, of artists we've had, like Tony Visconti, Jerry Leonard, Woody Woodmansey, Ava Cherry, huge amount of artists that we have over the years. Mm. And then we're back into Whelans on the Friday night, but that's actually sold out as an event there.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
that's great, but it's not great for people who are wanting to go, but it's great that it's sold out and it's doing really well.
Yeah, but then we have other events. Obviously on the Thursday we have an event in the Royal College of Surgeons with some of the Bowie alumni members, so we have a lot of his band members over this year.
Oh,
and it's the first time in 20 something years that we've had that the band members have been together.
Mm-hmm.
So they're coming over to Dublin to see us, to take part
great.
In the festival. So it's huge. So we have Bowie's bass guitarist, Galen Dorsey. We have his pianist, Mike Garson, who was with Bowie since 1973.
Oh my God.
Mark Platy, another bass guitarist, and Jerry Leonard, who was Bowie's musical director and guitarist for many years, and he's Dublin born and bred.
Oh wow, so, God, that's a great lineup! Brilliant.
Yes, they're going to be there on the Thursday in the Royal College of Surgeons, but they're also appearing in a huge event that we're having on Sunday, the 2nd of March, in the Tree Arena.
And
that's with the RTE Concert Orchestra. So we're very excited.
And are you running this as well?
Yes,
that's brilliant.
Singular Artists. We're working in association with Singular Artists, but we're putting on this event in the Three Arena, so it's massive. Absolutely massive. Now, it's a one-off show, and the chances are this show will never be done again.
Mm.
And it's all the Bowie alumni coming together for that night, so that's going to be spectacular.
So if you're in a real Bowie fan, do go and get tickets for that. But will there be any like type of thing like a question and answers that people can ask questions about David Bowie and his life, especially to, I suppose, his band members?
Yes, they can do that in the RCSI on the Thursday. We're having a talk there, and people are very welcome to speak to the band afterwards. Absolutely, so that would be great. And then we have his band member, Mike Garson, the pianist. He's in the Royal College of Surgeons on the Sunday afternoon, and he'll be doing a talk. And it's very rare for him to do something like that. He's doing a talk in the Royal College of Surgeons on this Sunday, and he'll be playing some expert excerpts from Bowie songs, and be able to speak to him there.
Great, because like he was over 5 decades, wasn't it, really, his music? When you think he started off in the 60s, like that was his first hit around 1960, wasn't it, 9, something like that, 67?
That's right, yeah.
You know, and then he went on and on, and I remember going back, and John probably would have been, because John's brother Tony would have been the best friend of my husband at the time, and they rang to say that Bowie had made an appearance in the Bagot Inn. I'd just gone back years, just arrived there, and did a show, like just a one off kind of sang a few of his songs. So that, like, that was going, when you go think of that, it would have been a great to go in there and see him doing that. But he was very, very talented, he really was, and this once a year, this festival you do is absolutely brilliant. And this, as you said, it's not just a one off, there's so much going on that you'll get a chance to see one of the gigs, even.
And there's a great event actually on the Saturday. We're in Whelan's, and it's kind of, it's an all day event, so it runs from 1 o'clock in the afternoon all the way to, and we have 3 bands on that day, and we have a Bowie sing along as well. So we, the London Boys, which, as you know, John is part of the London Boys as well, and Tony, and that, they're fabulous. They play all Bowie's 60 songs. It's different. Yeah, and then we have a band called the Savage Hearts, and they're a former member of the Stripes there, and they're doing a Bowie cover there as well, and they'll be really different. And Playback is another Bowie band, and then they have a sing-along later in the day. So yeah, it's going to be a great day on the Saturday. So that's, and it's great value, because we have a one ticket for the whole day. So you're seeing all these events for €40 for the whole day. So that's another great event to look out for.
Great. And is all, do you have to pre-book all the events, or can you just turn up and pay at the door?
Well, you can pay up the door, but we are selling very well. As I said, the Friday night is completely sold out. I mean, you won't get, that's going to be the event in Dublin on the Friday night.
That's the in Whelan's.
Yeah,
so that's sold. And is there a chance if anyone turns up at the door that they might get in if they tried?
They might, yeah.
So just take a chance. Yeah.
But it can all be done, booked on our website. So if you go to dublinbowiefestival.ie or else dbfest.ie, all the tickets are on sale there. It's recommended if you are interested in it. If you really, really want to go, you make sure you have your ticket in your polka, because things are selling. The Saturday is selling very, very well, and the talks are selling like hotcakes as well. And then we have a band in on Saturday night in Opium, Rebel.
Oh,
they're
lovely.
Very, very popular like that.
Yeah. I think I might have seen them. I seen one in the Helix, though. He was very good, actually. But then I seen another band.
They're really good. Popular. So, you know, as it gets closer now, as the weeks march in now, things will just sell. So, look, if you want to go, get in there now while you can. And if not, you can try and get in. You won't get in on the Friday night. Not for anything.
Is that in Whelan's? Is that Friday or Saturday? Oh, that's Friday.
That's Friday night.
Okay.
There's no point even turning up there.
Is it not? No, that's definitely sold out. Okay, so there's no point in that.
No. But the rest of the night, at the moment, everything is there's still tickets.
Brilliant.
So we'd love to see everybody coming along, because it'd be great. It's just a great bit of fun, and it's a great atmosphere, and we try and keep it relaxed and fun. And
it's great to remember them. So how long does it take to actually organise this every year? It must take you months.
Oh yeah, like we start kind of more or less the week after. So we kind of lick our wounds for a week and then we get straight back into it. But we're already working on ventures for 2026 and 2027. So, you know, John is always planning ahead, and, you know, he's a great brain like that. So he's working ahead on, you know, setting up meetings and working in advance for the rest of the year. So it does take a long time, but look, we love it. We're actually a group of volunteers. We do it all literally just because we,
I was just going to ask you, that does it cost a lot of money to get something up and running like this?
Yes, it does. And the problem is that we don't get any funding. We haven't had any funding now since 2020. So any tickets that are sold, the money goes immediately back into the festival. And that's obviously after all the costs and everything. So we just have to plough that into the next year. But there's no, you know, we don't get paid anything. And we're quite happy to do that. We know what we're involved in, and we do it for the love of it. And but yes, if anyone out there would like to help us out in any way, seriously, we really need it, because we don't get any kind of funding from the arts at all. So it's disappointing in that regard. So, but we'll keep trying our best. You know, there are some events that we can't run because we don't have funding.
Yeah, it's a pity. So, and do the artists, do they get paid themselves, or do they do it for just the love of it?
No, the artists get paid.
Yeah, they have to get paid, okay.
Yeah, so they're all paid, but the volunteers on the team, you know, John and ourselves, myself and my other colleagues, we don't get paid anything.
Well, hopefully next year, now maybe if anyone's listening, you might get some funding to help it with next year, because it can only get bigger and better, because it's getting so popular now as the years go on, and you're doing great.
It's the only festival in the world now, you know, to David Bowie, and it covers so many diverse, you know, that we have a diverse range of things. Like we cover art, we have a beautiful art use of an art gallery out in Rathfarnham Castle from the OPW. We're using the ILAC Centre for art. We've photography. We've been in the Lexicon Library. We're known all over the world, and all the Bowie members want to come to our festival.
Really?
And we have people coming over from all over Europe, from the United States we have people coming from.
Brilliant.
And we've actually had inquiries in from Japan. So it's the biggest and the best festival for, you know, for Bowie. So it's, everybody loves it. And, going from strength to strength, thank God.
Absolutely brilliant. And do you ever get any of his family members getting in touch? I think back to your, would it be 9 years ago now, Big Brother, Celebrity Big Brother, when his ex-wife found out, not laughing, that's terrible, but do you remember that scene when
David,
and they thought it was David Guetta? Is it David Guetta that was there? Yeah. Or David Guetta, wherever he is. And he's actually sadly passed away as well.
That's right,
I remember that. But do any of the family members get in touch?
No, but obviously it must have been an awful shock for obviously at the time. I mean, it was an awful way of the way that happened.
Terrible.
No, his family are quite private, and they keep like that. But that's fair enough, and we try and respect that. And we try to respect David Bowie and his works and things like that. We're not really into kind of, we have a tribute band or two, but we're not really into kind of tributes, as in people jumping up and trying to pretend to David Bowie. But we have had backing. The Bowie Estate actually posted stuff belonging to us on their Facebook page there last week, and they have almost 6 million followers. So we're known to them, and they know that we respect them, you know.
Yeah.
So,
I suppose it's another way. You're doing great work. It would be great if you got something kind of donated from David Bowie, and you could auction it and raise money for the festival, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
Thinking a little different ways. But listen, thanks a million for talking to us today, Christine. And I know it'll go really well for you, but you might come back on and let us know how it went.
Oh, I'd love to. Absolutely. I enjoyed that. Thank you very
Brilliant.
Much.
Brilliant. Thanks, Christine. Talk to you soon. And good luck with
that.
Okay,
take care.
Okay, bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.